Good morning. Has the internet and new media become the mouthpiece of the world's most brutal terrorist organizations? The question is fanning an angry debate in France in the wake of the circulation on internet of the video on the beheading of French mountain guide Hervé Gourdel, abducted by an Algerian jihadist group while on a trekking expedition in the mountainous region of Tizi Ouzou last week, 110 kilometers east of the capital, Algiers. While none of France's traditional media outlets aired the video, titled Message of Blood to the French Government, media critics say the overkill around the abduction served the course pursued by the Islamists. Serge Seriski is managing editor of the audiovisual publication Écran Total, and he speaks to us now from downtown Paris. Mr. Seriski, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Can you begin by telling us what you make of the French media's handling of the Hervé Gourdel crisis?
Well, I approve it because on one hand, it's something so abject and so terrible, you cannot not tell about it. It's something very moving. On the other hand, you cannot support the propaganda or the aims of this group because they want to terrify the population and to show that they have no consideration for life.
How do you assess the response of the public to the coverage?
Most of the people I met or I spoke to support the government. Even the ones that didn't have any reason or didn't know about what was going there think those people must be destroyed. They're horrified, whoever they are.
Here is a flagrant case of how terrorists are exploiting the people's right to know.
Of course, as propaganda tool, it's very efficient because now everybody knows about them and that's their main purpose. They don't try to convince 95% of the Western world, but now 95% of the Western world know they exist and we have to count with them. And for themselves, they're heroes because we want to do all we can to destroy them.
France's Higher Audiovisual Regulatory Board, the CSA, has prescribed a new set of rules for the broadcast of so-called difficult and unbearable images, notably the broadcast of dead bodies, people speaking at gunpoint. It's a fine line to walk, and several media houses have been very close to breaking the rules from what we see on television these days.
Well, everybody agrees that you cannot show and you should not show those images, but you should inform the people so they understand how abject it is. You could see violent images on television, but not violence that has been perpetrated by human beings on the purpose of terrifying.
In 2004, TF1, which is France's leading television channel, aired footage of executions, including real-time scenes of beheadings and decapitations during one of its late-night programs. But all they received as punishment from the CSA was a simple letter or formal notice. Does this mean that the CSA can't shut down a television station over the violation of ethical rules?
Well, we're in a democracy and CSA sets rules, but he cannot forbid information. The world has changed since the beginning of the century. Today, we are at war with people who are in our country. If François TF1 showed the beheading, I think they would have to shut their channel because the population would demonstrate in front of the TV station.
Several TV channels such as Canal Plus, Itélé, France Télévisions and BFM TV didn't hesitate to broadcast the hanging of Saddam Hussein in 2007.
Saddam Hussein was the dictator sentenced to death. It was terrible, this image, but it doesn't have the same meaning as the beheading of a tourist.
In the light of this propaganda war waged by terrorists on the internet, advocates of internet censorship do have a solid case here to justify their crusade for the control of who is posting what on the internet.
Well, yes, of course, the internet changes the rules because it's very decentralized, and that's its strength and its value. We cannot impose free control. It's when suddenly you realize that the beheading of this man is on YouTube that they could stop it, but they cannot say, before you show it, we want to control what you're going to show. China could control what's on the net, and they do, but I don't want to live in China. I live in a free country. I'd rather take the risk of having those terrible images put on the net than controlling everything that's going to be on the net, because that's not democracy, it's dictatorship.
Serge Seriski, managing editor of the audiovisual publication Écran Total, on the line from downtown Paris. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
Thank you.